Is there a dog in a car at a bar on the street?
Yay!
Then that's a dog that we really want to meet.
Hey!
Can I pet your dog?
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 Please?
With Renee and
Alexis!
Y-D.
Welcome to Can I Pet Your Dog?
I'm Allegra Ringo, a small dog owner.
I'm Renee Colvert, a big dog owner.
I'm Alexis Preston, a puppy dog owner.
Pretty good. Alexis is also on board as our producer and audio engineer. And this, you guys, is the 200th episode of the podcast for unapologetic dog owners.
Hello.
She's there.
Hello. Thanks for having me back, everyone. I'm waving both my hands.
Amazing.
On my float.
I'm so happy. So we get you the entire episode?
Yes.
Okay. Well, unless I upset you.
Unless you upset me, in which case I will storm out. But then it would be like a real 200th episode. Like,
yeah.
Whoa.
Can you believe?
Yeah. Ooh,
things are going fine.
Like more soap opera E on this show, I think.
I think the downloads would spike
yeah.
through the roof.
I'm so glad you brought this to the listeners' attention. I was just going to bring it up. I feel like 200 episodes would be nice.
Yeah.
Now it's time to get evil.
Ooh, let's get evil.
Yeah, let's get corrupt.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's get scandalous.
Okay.
Let's flip some tables.
Okay.
Let's storm out.
Yeah, it's perfect.
All right.
I love it. After corrupt, then I'll storm out. Yeah. I'll get corrupt, then I'll storm out.
That's my girl.
Great.
Well, I will do my very best to keep you here the entire time.
Well, I guess we'll have to see. We'll see what happens. I mean, as you said, we don't know what's going to happen. So.
We don't know. Listen, we got plans. We've got things on the dock. But
yeah.
We don't know where this day's going to take us. Speaking of being corrupt and being bad, you guys, I was on the way here. I was like, 200 episodes? That's insane.
Yeah.
And then I was just like, but I didn't do 200. And then I was like, oh, no, I'm the only one
yeah.
with perfect attendance.
Whoa!
Oh, that's what you're going to put
it. I have become the nerd that I relentlessly made fun of in high school on the perfect attendance awards when they would go up and they're like, I'm perfect attendance.
Hold on.
And I was like, nerd.
Guess who also had perfect attendance in high school?
Me. Oh, nerd.
Really?
That's my junior year.
Ooh.
Oh,
weirdly.
Excuse me. Now, was that, did you fall into it like I've done on this show?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, I just went to school. I don't know. I didn't get sick.
You
and
forgot
I,
to
I just,
not show
yeah.
up. Yeah.
And then it was the kind of thing, at our school, we had like a competition where if you had perfect attendance, you got entered into a raffle to win a free car.
Oh. A
so
car?
When it, yeah.
Wow.
And so when it like got far enough in, I was like, well, I'm going to stick around for the car. I didn't win it, though.
Oh, not worth it. Wait, how many people are making it into this raffle?
Yeah. Not very many.
Yeah.
That's actually a pretty good incentive.
Right?
If we had that, I might have maybe ditched high school a little less.
It
probably
was like
not,
20
though.
People.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, I guess when a car's at stake, of course.
Wait,
am I about to win
a car
right now? Is
yeah.
there a car at the end of this 200?
Absolutely not. A dog, maybe. If you want another one, I can get you
get another dog. Wait, like, you strike me as somebody with perfect attendance. Do you remember winning that any semester?
No, I was a horrible attendee of high school. I ditched all the time.
Yeah, because that's like, what the cool kids do, Alexis.
I figured that out. No, look, I had junior year was a real renaissance for me because I was a really bad kid.
Right.
And then I realized I wanted to go to college.
Oh.
And so I worked really hard that year. And then senior year, my grades were good. So then I got to ditch my senior year.
Yeah.
I almost cussed.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Run the gamut of it. Because they don't check. They check your grades. They check your extracurriculars.
Exactly.
They check your test scores.
Yeah.
But as far as if they did, I shouldn't have made it into any college.
I don't think they do. I don't know anymore.
You know who does check? Peggy Colvert. She was very quick to see how many days I'd miss senior year.
Oh, yeah. I can imagine.
Yeah. So ditched as well.
I ditched all. But in early high school, I was fine. Like freshman and sophomore year, I was like good. And then junior year, for some reason, I just figured out that you could ditch. And I was like, why would I ever not do this?
Yeah. My attendance plummeted the day I got a car.
Really?
I could leave.
Like, bye.
Yeah. Because you would drive yourself home for lunch and then you'd be like, well, I'm not going back.
Oh, if I had driven myself home, I would never have gone back. No way.
We went to Loudville for lunch.
Right.
Because I think that kept happening. And they're like, all right, well, we're not going to do that anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
You can't.
Right.
You have to stay here.
That makes sense.
Oh, really?
So great. I wonder if that's still, that has to still be a thing, right? An attendance situation.
Oh,
I think
it's probably gotten more stringent. I don't know, honestly.
Yeah. I wonder if there's a car at the end of it.
I don't know. That's pretty fantastic. I've never
cool.
heard of that.
Yeah. And I think also the next year my attendance was really bad because I was so mad I didn't win the car.
Yeah.
I was like, what's the point in being here every day if I didn't get the car at the end?
Oh, 100. I am 100% behind this strategy. So. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah, that's
to
when
me.
The plan backfired on them, when it's like, oh, now everyone who didn't win the car is just never going to show up anymore. Yeah.
It was a Ford Focus.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Very good.
Who won? Was it someone good? Do you know?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I'll blast him. It was Vincent Leparco. Yes. And it was his birthday. And so everyone was like, isn't that nice? And I was like, no, that's not nice.
That's definitely not nice. It's already his birthday. He already has attention. Yeah. Do you remember what kind of car it was?
Yeah, Ford Focus.
Oh, of course. Sure.
Lucky
no,
Vincent.
I'm wrong.
Oh.
Something else.
I was about to just really blast Ford. I was like, they were giving away those Focuses right and left in
they
the
were
early
worthless. Maybe it was a Ford. Let's go with that so that I sound confident. But okay. Now I'm wondering if it was a Toyota. But
okay.
Whatever.
Well, either way, Ford, Toyota, you're on blast.
Well, Vincent, if you're listening, we're very happy for you.
Yeah, congrats.
Yeah, congrats, Vincent. Wow, happy birthday.
And listeners, I think that's why we all tuned in to the 200th episode. To blast Vincent,
yep.
Toyota, Ford, and talk about perfect attendance for a good 10 to 15 minutes.
Yes. Let's keep going the whole hour.
Yeah, should we?
I feel like
we
should.
No more dogs.
I guess we should talk about dogs. Mm. Hey, my sweet, sweet legs.
Yes.
Would you like to tell our sweet, sweet listeners what they've gotten themselves into this episode?
I would be honored to read from this Google Doc that I have not read from in months. Okay. So, well, the first item is that I'm parentheses legs back, baby.
Yay! She's back, baby!
So, in case you guys didn't know, I am back.
Oh, I was wondering what she was doing here.
She's like, what's she talking about?
Weird. She's back. No. Alexis hasn't been here for months.
I know. Well, Alexis is just learning.
Yeah, we've really been struggling.
Why didn't you let me keep setting up the mic?
I know. Okay.
Oh, that'd be so sad. No. Like, well, maybe she'll
be back. Show today.
I don't know.
Just in case.
Aw. we also have, we're talking about the oldest dog breeds, which I'm very intrigued to hear about.
Yes.
Very cool.
With a 200 theme, I believe they go back 200 years. What's the story on this, Alexis?
Some of them
you'll find out.
Okay.
But does it include 200 in some way?
Okay. Yes, of course. Some are from 200 BC.
There it is.
That's what it's
got.
I'm sorry, I should have said that.
All right.
We also have a game called Over Under 200, where we're going to talk about small and huge dog breeds, if I'm not mistaken.
Very excited.
Yes.
It's a game I made up that shoehorned in 200.
I already really like it. It's
Thank
already
you.
Really good to me.
Thank you.
We also have a My Mutt Minute from Jill and Couscous.
Yes. I'm so excited to launch into this episode. Allegra, if you will, please kick us off with your signature air horn.
Fire, fire, fire!
All right, you guys, we're going to launch in to I'm Back, Baby. segment about legs, but we're also going to shoehorn in our other announcements as it goes. Legs, with your permission,
of course,
if you please. So first, I have to give a shout out to Carla at the Brewing Good Coffee Company. I had to give somebody a bereavement gift for work, and it needed to be animal related. So I just Googled, what products out there give back to animals every month. I just stumbled upon the Brewing Good Coffee Company and found myself talking to Carla, who is the world's greatest correspondent, correspondent of coffee, correspondent of the working with me. But then in our back and forth, she was like, by the way, can I pet your dog? Carla listens to the show.
Aww.
Very sweet. And her amazing company. So it's a coffee company, obviously, called the Brewing Good Coffee Company. And they give back to a different charity every month, or a different animal organization. And she was amazing. The company is amazing. So excellent job, Carla.
Yeah.
Let's go right into excellent job, listeners. You guys.
Oh, yeah.
At the beginning of last week's show, yours truly, not a great counter. We were at iTunes. I guess Alexis has brought it to my attention that we were at iTunes
ratings
numbers of 883.
Yeah.
And I was like, we're going to make it. We're going to totally make it to 1,000. And then I was like, oh, wait, I've dropped 100. sure. So that episode came out on Tuesday. It is now Thursday, and you guys are at 913. So you gave us 30 reviews in 2 days. You guys.
That's pretty awesome.
Pretty cool.
You're the dang best. Don't bark that out. I meant it.
Okay, I will.
The dang best. Okay, so that's it for updates that I should have included in the opening.
Yeah.
But I got real excited that Legs was here.
Yeah,
and
we
she
did
can
great.
Do air horns.
It's my fault, yeah.
So now we're done with updates. Legs, how you been?
Good.
Yes.
I've been good.
Tell me more.
I've been walking Pistachio a lot.
Yes.
We're both very hot lately, as
of course.
All know. It's very hot. So I feel like Pistachio and I are both a little cranky lately.
Yeah,
but
understandably.
That's to be expected.
Right.
We do have a new walking route, which is very exciting for us.
You stumble upon our new walking route.
Well, here's what I said. I said, look, I go to the end of my street. I turn left. I've been doing that for 7 years. One day I said, hang on. What if we went right? Now, wild. I usually don't do this because right after you go right, you have to cross a big street. And I don't like to do that.
No. Mm-hmm.
But I said, you know what? I'm going to be brave. We are going to cross the big street because then we can get to a semi-unfamiliar, but still pretty familiar, but a little bit different area of our neighborhood.
Yes.
It's been a thrill, you guys.
Oh, I gotta say. How's the new neighborhood?
Yeah. Oh, it's wild.
What have we seen? We got new squirrels. We got new dogs.
We got not as many squirrels, incidentally. For some reason, on our side, there's more squirrels, but there's less over there, which honestly is a godzend for us humans.
What do you think that's about? Squirrel side.
I don't know. I don't know what it is. Is it a difference in the trees, maybe?
Yeah. Well, Allegra's not on that side. Everybody wants to be around legs, including squirrels.
That's true. They gravitate
towards
me.
That makes sense. She's a bit of a Snow White figure.
Yes, squirrels. I did have a guy once yell at me from a car that I was Snow White, and I didn't know what to make of it.
I don't like that.
I was like, thanks?
I guess.
But it was like sort of in a catcall way, but it didn't really make sense.
You singing with a bird on your finger?
Yeah. I was like, hello. And there were little animals all around me.
He might be onto something.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
I don't know if you're just making fun of me for being pale. I really don't know. Look, I never figured it out.
Who knows? No, I think it's because you're good with animals and you require the man's kiss to bring you back from the dead.
Yes, that whole thing too. Exactly. All of that is applicable to me. So we've been walking in different neighborhoods. It's pretty exciting as far as my life goes.
Yeah.
The other big update for us is that there's a new dog in our building. Okay.
In the building?
In our building.
Not
our
just
very
the neighborhood.
Building. No. I saw her in the neighborhood, and then I was very stoked to learn she lives in our building.
We love it.
Okay. Her name is Gertie.
Ooh.
Great name already.
Yes.
You're never going to guess what breed mix she is.
Okay. Okay. Let me try that. Can I try?
Sure.
Yeah, yeah. So Gertie is E.T.
Oh, interesting.
So a dog that looks like E.T. is a pug.
Okay.
Sure. Or a Shar Pei.
Interesting.
Okay.
So it's a pug Shar Pei mix, obviously.
Oh. Okay, Alexis, what's your guess?
No, that was the answer.
No, I got it. You're really close. You're really close. You're right. It is something squished.
Okay.
Something squished.
Something squished. It's like a squished terrier.
A squished terrier.
Yeah.
Squished
terrier.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Are either of us right?
I got to say no. I'm sorry, you guys.
No.
But the answer is better, I think.
Okay.
Oh. So she is a pit bull basset hound. So I know.
I've looked that up before. They're crazy.
She's wild looking.
Oh,
she's like a huge dog. She looks like
so
a hippo,
funny.
But like on little stubby legs.
Oh
yes,
no.
She's so cute.
Allegra.
Yeah, it's wild. I like turned a corner one day and saw her, and I was like, "Who is that?"
You got it. I screamed so loud I woke up Tugbo. I'm so sorry. You got to introduce me.
And, I know.
Wait, is she single? Can I set her up with Tug?
The dog. I think
Okay.
Yeah. As far as I know. No, she's a brand new adoption in our building.
Wow.
So she is, as far as I know, single. I know.
This is, now are we talking tricolor? Or are we talking?
She is like tan and white. So she's like mostly white with tan, big tan, like splotches all over.
How droopy are those ears?
Okay, here's the thing. She has more pit bull ears, but the floppy kind of pit bull ears. So she doesn't really have much of a basset hound looking face.
Yeah.
She looks a lot like a big pit bull on little legs.
Ugh.
So she's very long and very low.
Ugh,
but
so
otherwise,
funny.
Her face looks very pit bull-y. She has the huge head and like the little pit bull ears. And she's really friendly and she's really cute.
Oh, boy.
I've genuinely looked at this dog breed to be like, that
really?
Sounds crazy.
Yeah.
Because it's so funny.
It's a pretty weird mix.
Yeah.
It's so, I have met one before.
Really?
His name was Lincoln. He's still around. I dated a guy with a dog named Lincoln who was a pit bull basset hound mix. Lincoln, that's just the best thing that'll ever happen to you right there.
Oh, yes.
And Lincoln Straits, here's what you get out of Lincoln. A little bit of a howl,
which
you don't get with a pit bull.
No.
And real quick, but he's also a bit confused about it.
Yeah.
He's like, I look like a very strong, intense man. And
why am I howling? Oh, so cute.
Have you heard Gertie howl yet?
No. So she's very new. So, which I immediately knew when I saw her because I was like, I would have known.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, who is this? And then her owner, Ted, we just adopted her, et cetera, et cetera. So they've only had her for a few weeks at this point. So I haven't had a ton of interaction with her. But every time I see her, she's very friendly to me.
Yes.
Pistachio has decided she doesn't like Gertie, which
oh,
is
no.
so stupid.
She'll come around, though.
I hope so.
I feel.
Yeah.
I feel
no like one knows Pistachio. Why.
I mean, yeah, in Pistachio's defense, what a weird looking dog.
Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah. She might be like, what are you trying to introduce me to?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
She just barks at her, but then Gertie just stands there wagging her tail like, hello. Which just makes me like her even more. Gertie's totally like, she's like not disturbed by it at all. Yeah. She's like, this is fine.
No, it'll be fine. I feel like Pistachio will come around. I believe in
she
her.
She might. Honestly, yeah. she might. Because it kind of took a couple times for it. It was like, for some reason, after seeing Gertie a couple times, she was like, get out of here. But I don't know what happened.
What
why.
The difference would be.
Yeah, what happened that you decided you don't like this dog?
Well, maybe. Would it be this? Because you guys are a little bit hot and cranky because of the heat.
Oh, maybe.
Once that fall comes.
And yeah, then maybe. Obviously,
and we know a falls for lovers.
Yeah. Well, I really want to work up to that because I would love to be on the short list of people who are walking Gertie.
Yes. Yeah.
If I can walk them both at the same time, all the better. Oh, he's so cute. I know.
What a funny combo.
Oh, she's so... I got to get a picture. I'm sorry I haven't yet. It's because I've had to drag my stupid dog away screaming at this dog. But I'm going to try and get a picture next time I see her because she's so unique and she's so cute.
And then you probably said, I'm so sorry to make you say this again, who are the owners? Are you friends with them?
They're my neighbors. So like, I'm not like that close to them. I don't know their names, honestly. Okay, yeah. It's these two women. I don't know their names or their deal. They're very nice though.
Right.
So I feel like I can definitely be like, hey, just so you know, I'm, you know, home a lot. I can walk your dog if you need to, whatever.
Yeah.
They're very sweet about like talking about her to me and stuff. So like, we're all very friendly. So I feel like we can get there.
This was, this couldn't have gone better for me. I'm so happy. Is this my favorite? I mean, well, obviously, Tugboat is perfect. But I think that might be my favorite mix.
It's so cute. It's so weird. Yeah. Also, there's something so appealing about a big dog on little legs.
Yeah.
Isn't there? I don't know what it is. It's just like, it's so cute and funny. I know.
You couldn't have knocked it more out of the park, according to me.
Thank you. This is my big life update, you guys. If people ask what I've been up to, I'm like, well, have you heard about Gertie?
Get ready. I think everybody's going to want it. How's Pistachio's underbite?
Pistachio's underbite is good.
Still
going strong, exactly.
Okay.
Pistachio, otherwise than the mild summer crankiness, actually doing really well.
Got a girl.
She's doing good. Yeah, we're both a little cranky. We actually had our 7-year anniversary, which is totally insane.
Eggs. 7 years. Yeah, that's wild.
Isn't that nuts?
That's wild.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Congratulations. Did you guys do anything for Gotcha Day?
I wish. I'm ashamed to say this is the first year I didn't post anything about it because I was in a cranky mood.
No, but there's also because Tug had his second Gotcha Day.
Yes.
And we're only on two of this. And I'm just like, people are tired of it. This is, why am I doing this to people? There's a part of you who's just like, I don't know if they want to see it. And then I'm sure there's a thing of just like, we're going to do this again. All right.
That's how I felt. I was like, I was just like, look, Pistachio, I love you and everything. But like... Come on. But I did get her some treats at Petco.
Very
I got her these little, have you seen those little alligator
shoes?
Yeah. I don't know what they are. I got her some of those.
Yeah. Great.
She seemed happy with it.
Of course.
From Lexos, too.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, look, she had a good time. Yeah. She didn't know the difference.
What are we going to do?
But yeah, we didn't have, I feel like when it was like her first Gotcha Day, I was like, everyone, stop the breakfast!
Close down the freeway!
Exactly! And now I'm like, oh, Pistachio, nice to see you. Here's a treat. Great.
Yeah, that's fair. But I feel the same way about my own personal birthdays. I'm like, what are we going to do? This again?
Exactly.
Okay. All right.
Can I just say, as we are recording this podcast, it is my cat Maud's birthday.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I got to put money in the cat jar, I know, but it is her birthday. I
certainly do.
I love the cat jar.
How old is Maud?
Gosh, I was just trying to figure that out. That's why I was staring off in the distance. I'm not sure, to be honest.
Okay.
I think like 6, maybe?
But do you know her birthday or is it like her Gotcha Day?
Yeah, no, because she was my mom's cat.
Oh,
my mom's kitten.
Okay.
So we know the exact day. So.
That's okay. Happy birthday, Maud. And now $5 in the cat jar.
The cat jar. Aw.
It legs. Excellent update.
Thank you.
Renee.
Yes, ma'am.
Allegra.
Yes.
That was fun. That was really cool. Okay. So when we were starting this episode, we were like, we got to do something with the number 200.
Right.
And it turns out, really not a popular dog number.
Nope.
I don't know if you found this, but I was like, really got nothing.
All you put 200 and dogs into Google, and Google's like, nothing.
Nothing. Like, one weird news article about 200 dogs being saved, and then that Francisco de Goya painting of a dog from, like, 8... I don't know, from 200 something. I was like, okay,
exactly
I
what you'll
could
get.
Talk about that.
Yeah, yeah.
But I did find that there are dogs as old as 200 BC. That's not their age. That's how long like the breed has been around.
And they can prove that this was around 200
that's
BC.
Crazy.
That's so long ago.
Right?
Yeah. Because I thought you were going to say 200 years ago.
No.
But it's 200
that's
BC.
That's what I thought I was going to find. That's crazy. And that was like nothing. It was like, yeah, there's a bunch of dogs
and
from 200 years
ago. They're dogs, not dinosaurs.
What if they are?
Let's go
honestly,
on to
no.
Oh, you didn't like, finish reading the article. Okay.
What's the difference?
Maybe. What kind of dogs are around in 200 BC?
These are the top eight. So the first one is the Chow Chow. You know them from their purple tongues, their lion-like mane, and their beautiful little faces.
Whoa.
Whoa, they've been around that long?
Yeah, it was between 150 and 200 BC.
What?
So that's number eight.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And then do they say, I can't imagine that they would, but do they say why? Like what their purpose was?
Yes. They were,
quite so long.
Yeah, with the tone Allegra said.
Why?
I want the more accusational tone.
Why have this dog? They were hunting dogs in the Han Dynasty.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. Okay.
And then the next one is the Chinese Sharpei, which is from 206 BC.
Whoa.
Wow. Right?
And then, so those ones, okay, I was like, I get it now. I got a lot of Chinese dogs. And then I was like, oh, this one's totally different. The Saluki, which if you'll remember, are the, like, they look like greyhounds with their beautiful hair, like ears. Like, they look like beautiful sad women. I love
and
them.
How's it spelled though? Because Saluki spelled wrong.
S-A-L-U-K-I?
Yeah, no.
How would you spell
that's
it?
That's wrong.
There's two O's in it. There has to be.
Oh, so you want two O's.
Yeah. I remember doing a mind movement and being like, I'm going to have to write a note to somebody.
Those are from 329 BC.
Whoa.
And that's from Egypt.
Oh, interesting.
Crazy.
Oh goodness, how do you say this? The Samoyed?
Yeah.
That's 1000 BC.
What?
Yeah. From Siberia.
Yeah. Okay.
Uh-huh. And then the Alaskan Malamute.
Okay.
Which to me, actually that one I went, and that's from 1000 BC as well, which is like, yeah, it looks like a wolf. Like,
true.
Wolves are pretty old and this dog looks like a wolf. So I guess that. And then number three is the Afghan Hound.
Oh, wow.
From 6000 BC, which look like, I don't know, you had a shag carpet that was so beautiful and you like needed to keep it, or like a beautiful woman's hair that you wanted to keep and you stuck on a greyhound. Whew. All over. They're very pretty.
This is so wild. Pretty.
The Basenji.
Oh, really?
6000 BC in Central Africa in the Congo, which look kind of like, I don't know, what do you want to call this? Like a pit bull, but they're like a short-haired dog, which is the first short hair on here.
Right.
Huh. And then number one is the Akita Inu from Japan, which is, the year's unknown, but its ancestor can be traced back to around 8,000 BC.
Goodness.
Right? And you know what Akitas look like?
Yeah.
Very cute.
That is so wild. It is also the way that my brain works. And I also will be like, I'll be watching some documentary that takes place in the 1920s. I'm like, well, they spoke English.
My goodness.
I think like all things that are happening, I just started about 10 years ago. Man, that is so wild. Right? I think, especially with like all of our minutes and mutt minutes that we used to have, then like all of these dogs were kind of bred to do a certain service. It's curious to be like, so what were these dogs doing back then?
I mean, I think mostly hunting and catching things, but.
But their fur had to be like.
Yeah, they like what that's what's cool is like when you like look at all the pictures of them, depending on where they're from, it makes sense where it's like the cold ones all had these like thicker furs, like these ones from Africa, had, like the shorter fur,
And the Sharpei, what was he doing?
What's a Sharpei doing?
What's a Sharpei doing?
That's a weird one.
BC.
But to be fair, what are Sharpeis ever doing?
Yeah.
Other than
are they
being
keeping
very
you
cute?
Warm, maybe?
Okay, hold on.
You put the like, gloves, they're a brand of glove. You just slip your fingers
like
under the wrinkles.
That's cute.
I got it.
Oh.
The breed's name, first of all, the breed's name translates to sand skin. Which
interesting.
I don't know.
All right.
And then the Sharpei was developed to hunt wild boar, protect farmers' livestock from predators, and guard its master's home.
Really? Those things are hunting wild boar?
Uh-huh. Is that skin developed from?
Yeah, what's going on with the skin?
Yeah. Like in like a wild boar gets you back and he's like, nope.
Maybe. I mean, you know, it doesn't say. And I wish I had an answer for you guys.
No. I you know, hypothesizing is far more
interesting.
Fun.
Yeah. That's a weird one. I would never have guessed a Sharpei would be on there.
Right? They look new.
Yeah.
They look like something we made because we're like, that's funny little skin. Let's see how much we can get that.
Right. But
that's just how they
look.
They
look like squishy like that.
Yeah. That's so wild. Amazing report.
Thank you. Great job.
Hey, you guys.
Renee.
Yeah, it's good. It's like you never left. And you know what time it is?
What time is it?
It's time for My Mutt Minute with Jill and Couscous. Hit it!
Woo!
Hi, Renee, Alexis. Fulcrum, Tugboat, and also Allegra and Pistachio. I know you guys aren't there anymore, but I hope you still listen. My name is Jill, and I'm going to do Magma Mutt Minute on my dog, Couscous. My dog Couscous is a pit bull, possibly mixed with something else. She's black and white. She's about 8 months old and 40 to 50 pounds. I got Couscous from the California Pit Bull Rescue, which operates out of the Bay Area. She was originally named Fiesta, and she was found on the streets of Oakland, and she was taken into the Oakland Animal Shelter, which I can't believe someone would ever give her up because she's the nicest dog I've ever met. She's very sweet. She loves to play with tennis balls, and she has a lot of puppy energy. I've had Couscous now for about 7 hours, so I don't know a ton about her. So I'm just going to project my likes and dislikes onto her. She likes to go to the beach, watch Netflix, just kind of hang out. She does not like country music or doing the dishes, but, you know, can you blame her? She also really likes the podcast, Can I Pet Your Dog? She's been listening for a long time. I'm really excited to get to know her, to see what she's like, and I will definitely keep you guys updated on this puppy journey. Time.
Jill!
Okay.
Oh my God!
What a twist.
Yeah.
Whoa, congratulations on your 7-hour dog.
So cool.
And that is the way to do it.
Yeah.
And I have no notes for Jill. Couscous sounds amazing. First off, that report was hysterical. I loved it so much. No notes at all, except for this. 7 hours? What were we doing in those 7 hours? Was it as you're filing out the final paperwork, just as you're recording, and hello, this is me, my new mama.
Can you imagine how crazy that seemed while you're in the vet's office, you're just recording this weird thing on your phone?
I don't know. They said to do it immediately. As soon as you got a dog, it's first priority.
Yeah.
You send us your My Mutt Minute, then go get poop bags and a collar.
Yeah.
Those are the order.
Crate or whatever
you're making
you want.
Your list of what to do, put that My Mutt Minute right there at the top. And I like that, projecting your likes and dislikes onto your dog.
Oh, yeah.
You got to do it.
Also, two really good names.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, love Couscous. Also, love Fiesta.
Yes. That's hilarious.
I'm ready for my next pet to be named Fiesta.
Fiesta or Couscous.
Yeah. Yeah. Very cute. Honestly, what a good party. A Couscous party is great.
Right? Couscous party.
A Couscous Fiesta, no less.
I wonder, I'm so curious to see. I want to hear an update from her,
yes,
like in maybe like 6 months, yeah, or a year or something, like something, just, or even 3 months, just, yeah, be like, how's it going?
Can you hear that? Yeah. I thought you were going to say in 7 more hours.
Oh yeah, that's also good. Send us one every 7 hours. On the hour.
Ooh. That's all we ask. I feel like that's pretty good. After 200, so for the 200 episodes, we were reasonable. And then after that, we want to report every,
now we're
seven
evil
hours.
And corrupt.
Yeah, exactly.
Is there our evil and corrupt
exactly demands? Jill, again, congratulations, Couscous. Mm-hmm. We love you. You listeners, you guys are doing so good on sending in the My Mutt Minutes, but keep them coming. Mm-hmm. You do that by sending first you record it on your phone as, mm-hmm, you're adopting.
Yes.
Right there. Yeah. Right there.
If not before.
The adoption, I mean, yeah, place. Right. You record 1 minute about your dog on your phone. You send that to canipetyourdogpodcast@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. And then we'll play it on the show. That's how that works.
Cool.
You wept as we crafted the tragic tale of Jar Jar, a Star Wars story.
Dude, yeah, like he forgives Darth Vader. Lisa still love you, Annie.
You gasped out loud at the shocking twists of Face Off 2, Faces Wild.
He takes his kid's face.
What?
Now we're writing an entire screenplay week by week on Storybrick Season 2, Heaven Heist. Hey folks, Freddie Wong here with some exciting news about Storybreak, the Writer's Room podcast where three Hollywood professionals have 1 hour to spin cinematic gold. We're shaking up our format by turning Heaven Heist, one of our favorite ideas we've ever come up with on the show, into a full screenplay.
Heaven Heist is an action comedy about a crew of misfit gangsters robbing the celestial Bank of Heaven. Think of Coco meets Point Break.
Join us as we write this crazy movie scene by scene and get an inside look at the screenwriting process on our podcast Storybreak every Thursday on MaximumFun.org.
Hello, I'm Mujan Safagari, and I play a bunch of characters on Mission to Zix, an improvised science fiction podcast on Maximum Fun, and this is our incredible sound designer, Shane.
Hello.
Now, Shane makes it possible for me to play 1,000 billion characters in our galaxy.
Such as the Bajarian Jane, ship of the stars.
In the enforcer joint, prepare to eat pancakes.
And wait, let's get dusted up, baby.
An emissary Turk mannequin. Hey, I just got another ab.
And the horrible line!
Oh, also there are 5 other cast members, and we'll give them just all a second to say hi.
Hello.
Yeah, that's enough. Okay, so the season finale of Mission to Six is coming out next week, so it's the perfect time to dive in and catch up with our intrepid crew as they explore the Zix Quadrant. So give us a listen to Mission to Six on Maximum Fun.
All right, you two. I have no game show intro music.
What?
So you're just going to have to find the vibe on your own.
Whoa, this is Evil Renee.
Finding the vibe.
Wow.
That's that? Pretty good.
Yeah.
It's not the worst.
Thanks. It's certainly not the best.
It's not the worst.
Oh, okay. Well, just take myself home then.
What if Alexis is the one who storms
Alexis
out?
No, this is a real twist.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Oh, this is a real twist. Please don't storm out.
And then we're like, how do we record the rest of the show?
How do we get through this?
And then I'd have to walk right back and be like, I forgot my computer.
This has to come with me. Yeah. But you know what? I will just sit down and finish. But are you doing it?
Well, I'm here.
With a bad attitude.
Play the game.
Okay, yeah, this is the exact tone I wanted us to have as we get into this. Okay. Are you ready to play Over Under 200?
Yeah!
Amazing.
I thought there was like a something we had to say back, like... 200.
Oh, yeah, baby.
So as Alexis mentioned, you put 200 dog into Google. It'll give you nothing. I tried a few others. I was like, $200 dog. And those will tell you dogs that cost $200 or dog products that are like $199. I was like, done it. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to do dogs that are over 200 pounds.
Okay.
I've got a list here.
Whoa.
There's 10 of them.
Okay.
You guys have to name 3 dog breeds that can be over 200 pounds. Once you pass that, we're going to go into the next category, which is dogs that are under 200 pounds. Imagine. Okay. 200 ounces, which Google tells me is 12 pounds.
Okay.
So we're basically doing name the biggest dogs, name the smallest dogs.
Ooh.
And then of those 6 that we have come up with, you guys have to figure out which one you want to name.
Okay.
Great.
Just one. Just
one.
All of them?
Just one. Okay. Just one.
Ooh. Okay.
Which of those you want to name?
I mean, I said earlier, I got it already. Clifford. Okay. There's Clifford.
It's got to be a real dog.
And then there's like the dog from the Sandlot that seems to be 400.
Sure. Yes. Well, very large.
Dog. That's a big dog.
A very large dog. I guess this is for our listeners and for you guys. Have you been paying attention to all of the minutes?
Yeah.
Do we remember which dog breeds? And Lex, you do work at Cuteness, so you may still be familiar with this.
God, I know, but I'm not.
I got
like,
it's like a Great Pyrenees.
Yes, I would definitely say Pyrenees is on there.
Yep,
is that one of them?
Yep, nice. You did it. And now, to be fair, like this isn't the norm. It has a Great Pyrenees.
These are
200. Yes. Normally, these usually are about 150. There's only one dog that consistently makes it to 200.
Oh, that one I'm interested
in. Is it a St. Bernard?
It can be, but not the one that always makes it there. But that can also count.
Is that on the list, though?
It is on the list.
Okay. Yep. My one that I think is definitely on the list is Tibetan Mastiff.
Yes!
Is it on there?
That's it!
That's it!
That's the one!
Yay! All right.
Okay.
The consistently 200-pound one?
That's a 200-pound
one. Wow. That is so crazy.
So proud of you. I can't even begin to tell you. There's also, do you remember Great Danes? Of course.
Yeah, I was going to say that, and I was like, that's...
Yeah.
And also, they're so thin.
Yeah.
It's a big boy.
Very true.
There is a Great Dane in my neighborhood who I believe is up to 160.
Really?
He's very big.
Yeah.
He's such a big boy.
He's a really big boy.
And this is the one that you helped dog sit, right?
Yes, but he's like even bigger now somehow, or I think. His owners claim he's still growing. I don't know if that's true, but they seem to think he is.
Maybe. If you think he's getting bigger.
He seems huge.
I believe in him. I think he can still do it. He's still growing. But we can lock in those. So Great Pyrenees, St. Bernard, and Tibetan Mastiff will be our locked in ones.
Okay,
those
are
our contenders.
Okay.
I'll just read the rest of the list real quick. Napoleon Mastiff, the Scottish Deerhound. There was like one
account.
Oh,
those are cool, though.
Oh, I forgot about
those. I love those dogs.
Dog de Bordeaux, which I love.
That one. That's one of the ones
Turner
I couldn't
and Hooch,
think of.
That's my favorite one.
That's a good big one.
The Newfoundland.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Of course, we remember. English Mastiff. And then the rest of them are just like variations of Mastiffs.
Sure.
St. Bernard, you got. Terrific. Do you remember this one, the Leonberger?
Yeah. Yes, I do now. I think that was an early Mutt Minute.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. Irish Wolfhound.
Okay.
And then you guys got it. So those,
pretty good.
You did it. You found your dogs that are 200 pounds.
I got them
now
all.
Dogs that are 200 ounces, 12 pounds or less.
Okay, so this is dogs that are consistently 12 pounds or less.
Yes.
Chihuahua.
Yep. Yeah. Dang,
great.
That was mine.
Name.
Okay.
Yeah, that's easy.
Ooh, Jack Russell Terrier.
Yep.
Really?
Nice. Yep.
I think we can go for...
Yeah. That's on the smaller side, but yeah, he made the cut.
Okay, okay.
I think they usually lock in at 15.
Oh,
but you've
okay.
seen a few that are 12.
Okay.
What about like a Maltese?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay. What? Nice. Ooh, I want to say Shih Tzu, but I'm not sure. Ooh, that might be a little bigger.
You know what? It probably is just not on this list. I think,
I think they're
more smaller dogs than there are.
The
what
huge
about
dogs?
Pomeranians?
Yep.
Just,
yeah.
Oh, there you go. Fluffy. I think we can keep going with these.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. What other dachshund?
Yes.
Really?
Perfect.
Wow.
Yep.
What other?
Good job. One more for Alexis, and then we'll spare our listeners from us just going.
Oh no, they got it. They love it. is there a? Are any of the dog breeds on it like a miniature poodle? Like are they doing?
Okay, no, so there's just this is how
that's
they started.
Because I was like, boy, this could be anything.
It could be there forever.
True,
just a teacup in front of anything.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm out. I think I don't know.
Yeah, no, you did it. So Chihuahua, you gotcha. Yeah. The Griffon.
That's a good one.
Remember that one? Pomeranian. You guys got. The Yorkshire Terrier.
Oh, right.
Those are little Yorkies.
Love just little babies. No, you guys really did get them all.
We got more on this one than the big ones.
You were knocking them out so fast that do you want to pick your top three of those?
Oh, the small ones?
So Chihuahua, I think probably to salute Pistachio.
Yes, salute to Pistachio is Chihuahua.
Okay, or do we each want to pick one?
Oh, do you want to each name a dog from those? Or how are we doing this?
However you guys want to decide. Of those three
of
small
those
ones.
Three small ones. Yep. I like Chihuahuas, and I like the Jack Russell Terriers, and I like
dachshunds a lot.
Dachshunds
are cute. Dachshunds.
Yeah. Okay, those are our top three.
So those are three.
Yeah.
So here's the six to choose from of the kids we need to name. We've got a Great Pyrenees. Mm-hmm. Got a St. Bernard.
Mm-hmm.
We got a Tibetan Mastiff.
Mm-hmm.
We got a Jack Russell Terrier.
Mm-hmm.
Got a Chihuahua. We got a dachshund. Which one do you guys want to do?
Ooh.
You want big or small?
I want small.
Small. Okay, we're going to do one of the small ones.
Okay.
Which one? But you choose which one it is.
I need to make sure that you heard the tone in my voice when I said, okay, of what you, Alex is here. She's our guest.
I was going to say,
she's our guest.
Knowingly invited me into your home.
You're right. And I don't want you to storm out.
No, you don't.
So I'm,
well, you didn't have puppy. It's one of the options. So
it's true. This is very true. Okay. So Chihuahua.
You want to?
Jack Russell or Dachshund?
You're making this hard.
I think you're overthinking it.
Normally you do this part.
Let's say dachshund. Let's name a little cute.
A little dachshund.
Fat dachshund.
Yes.
Okay. Ooh, yeah.
It's just like right at 12 pounds.
Yeah, like,
right at it.
Cute.
Okay.
It's a girl.
It's a girl?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, it's a girl.
Ooh, a chubby girl.
Oh, that's cute.
Her name's Fiesta, you guys.
Fiesta,
I know,
that's
I thought
right.
about those two, but
that's
I like
cheating,
that's too
though.
Easy. Yeah.
That's cheating.
For some reason, this is not a name that I like, but it's to generate ideas.
Okay.
My first thought was Pebbles.
Oh, that's cute.
That's pretty good.
Okay, but you wanted something off that.
Yeah, like, because something about, like, a small round thing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I see. I see where you're going. But not Pebbles. Pebbles
no,
is kind of cute,
though.
Yeah. Can I participate in my
please.
Own?
Yeah, right.
Here's what I wonder, because I was like, well, what scoots? And then I'm probably going to get this wrong, but that thing on the ice that cleans it, is that called a Zamboni?
That
yeah,
is
Zamboni.
A Zamboni.
little dachshund named Zamboni.
That's really
I love
cute.
It.
Scooting around.
Yeah. That's fun.
And you could put like a little mop on her so she could clean your, clean your floor.
Yeah.
That's
real cute.
Really cute. Zamboni. That's a great
good.
Dog name.
And then, what's the nickname of that? Zammers?
Zamboner.
Zam.
No, you got to bark it out.
Oh, is that a swear?
Is it a swear?
I don't know.
I call her Zam.
Oh, that's perfect.
Or Zammy. I'm sure I call her all sorts of silly things.
Also, eventually,
Zam
just be like,
doing
pooch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's good.
Of course. Yeah. That's a good point.
Or Z. I'd probably get down to
Ooh,
Z.
That's cool.
I bet I would get that lazy.
Z is cool.
Oh, Z is real good.
I was Z.
I wish I was a fat dachshund named Z.
Exactly. Yeah.
That would be cool.
Like, what does the Z stand for? Zamboni.
Obviously.
Oh, yeah, that's a cool conversation on the street.
That's
what you want to do. Okay. All right. Legs, do you got any?
Any names?
Yeah.
I'm not going to top Zamboni, man. I don't know. I feel like that's so good.
Okay.
My alternative name, if I didn't name Pistachio, her name was going to be Scallion.
Oh,
so that's
yeah,
my
that
other
so
dog name I have kind of in the back of my brain for.
Yeah.
I do feel like it'd be cute for a small dachshund, but I feel like Zamboni's funnier because the Zamboni is gigantic and a dachshund is so small and it's like a hilarious name.
I like it.
Yeah, that's very fun. Congratulations, you won Name That 200.
Great.
All right, you guys, we did it. We made it to the end of 200 episodes.
That's wild.
And I do think we need to get mushy about our listeners. Like, yeah, the fact that you guys have stuck around for let that sink in. 200 episodes about dogs.
So many.
4 years and 200 episodes.
That's crazy.
About dogs.
You fools, we tricked you.
It just means everything to me. Like, I know anytime we hit a benchmark, I get to reflect on how much it means. But first off, the fact that you guys like took to iTunes, is which means you're still listening.
Yeah.
Is so sweet and means everything. Like, that you came back.
Oh, please, thanks for having me.
Well, but it was just listen, we're still friends, we talk all the time, but at some point text. And I was like, hey, any chance you want to do this? And you're like, yeah, of course. It just seemed like it was a no-brainer for you.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And I don't know. That just means a lot to me.
Oh.
Yeah. Listener's the best. Lexi's the best. Alexis, yeah, listen, just jumping in.
Oh, yeah. Alexis, chilling.
Come on.
Thanks. I thought you were going to kick me out.
No.
Alexis, storm out.
Alexis, no.
Do the dramatic storm
out. But yeah, no, you guys, I'm real proud, I think. But, you know, it just feels like you show up for a thing every day, and then you do that for 4 years, and all of a sudden you're at 200.
Showed up every day. We didn't.
Yeah, sure. I was hoping you'd bring that up again. I did want to rub it in everybody's face.
I was going to say.
Perfect attendance.
What if we did have a car for you?
That'd be crazy. That'd be incredible.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine? What if we just had, because Allegra and I drive the same car?
Oh yeah.
What if we just had another not so great Corolla for you?
Yeah, like an old Corolla. Yeah. So we could all have old Corollas. Yeah.
Love it. Oh, I'd love nothing more.
That'd be cool. Great.
We'd get rid of that that poor fit that's hanging on by a thread. It'd be great. Legs, everybody, I'm sure has missed you so much. We're so happy to have you back. But just a review. Are you doing anything? Can people find you? What do we got?
Yes, you can always. I'm spending more time on Twitter these days. You can always find me on Twitter at Allegra Ringo. I'm on Instagram, Allegra Ringo. I'm AllegraRingo.com. I'm pretty Googleable. That's my luck in life. So you can always just Google me if you want to know what I'm up to. It's pretty easy to find me.
Yeah.
And I'm around. I'm singing mall songs and writing some stuff.
So humble. I'm going to brag about you a bit. So Liz, she's writing these mall songs. You guys got asked to perform at the Dynasty Typewriter, which is like the number one comedy theater in LA right now. So you guys are singing your mall songs.
Yeah.
We're going to put you on tour. Do you guys, beyond YouTube, where can people find those?
We have mallsongs.com, actually. We did nice. Get that, that domain.
Excuse me.
Don't be jealous that we have that domain.
I am, I think.
Is the site up or is that?
It's up. Yeah, it's up. It's a functioning site.
Go look at Allegra's mall songs.
Yeah, mall songs there.
But you're also writing for Redactress with hilarious articles.
Thank you. It's really fun, yeah.
So go look at her there. I'm just proud of you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's been fun. I hadn't done that in quite some time, and I've been doing that lately, which is really fun to do.
Yeah, and they're hilarious.
Thank you.
Allegra, you're really talented.
Oh my gosh, you guys, stop. It's true. You are.
It's true.
Oh.
All right, Lex, do we have anything?
Let me think. No.
Yeah. Damn. Oh, that's pretty much business as usual for us.
Nope. And nope.
Okay.
Nope.
All right. Wow. We love it. And again, to Carla, thank you so much for being so helpful.
I guess
this
you
week.
Can follow us, Can I Pet Your Dog podcast, wherever. Just type that in. Stop asking me questions about it. Just do it.
You can do it.
Look at whatever social media you're on. Type that in, and I bet we come up.
We come right up. And then we're attached to it if you want to follow us separately to see Crumb and Tugboat.
Exactly.
Oh, we did it. All right, you guys ready to get out of here?
Yes.
Can I pet your dog?
Can I pet your dog?
Can I pet your dog?
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.